Hello, everybody, and welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. And hey, Shalina, how's it going?
Hi, Shrek, how are you?
So we're in March.
We are. It's my birthday month. Let's just remember that.
I think that's the only thing you want people to remember, isn't it?
I will be taking vouchers, no presents. That's how I work.
And we can link in the show notes to an episode about why you should give vouchers.
But you know what? I've been doing the voucher thing since my 20s, which was 20 years ago. I've always said to people...
You could have just said 10. I don't think...
Yeah, I know. But people still think I looked 24, which is great, which is my best year. Anyway, back to the vouchers. So I have been saying since I started working, when I used to work at my first place in London, I used to say to my friends and to my boss, I'd be like, Selfridges vouchers. That's all you have to give me. Right. Don't buy me presents. I won't like them, most probably. And at that time, they didn't have gift receipts. So, you know, you just had to suck it up and see if you could swap it for something.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I think I do know as well that, you know, when you start working and stuff, you're always excited because you can start buying presents for people and stuff. So, but I do agree that I used to give away a lot of vouchers. So it would work in cases where I didn't know the person that well.
Yeah.
And like, okay, well, I don't want to pick something that they don't necessarily like or whatever, but I want to give them something nice. Yeah. And it worked for certain types of things that we've talked about, this like clothes and even we're looking at makeup and stuff. It's a bit hard to buy something that may or may not be, you know, that person's choice.
Exactly. So. Yeah. No, exactly. So yeah, anyway, birthday month vouchers. I'm accepting them at Selfridges and Bloomingdale's. Or You Got a Gift, that app that I talk about. I think we've mentioned it in another thing. Anyway, so talking about gift receipts, I thought this is a good segue to talk about receipts.
I don't think this was a segue
was
at all,
a segue?
But we can talk about gift receipts today.
I try. So receipts are still a thing. You know, people are still getting receipts and you still get, I mean, there's certain stores here that give even longer receipts than they should do. You know what I mean? So
what is that about?
I don't know. They're ridiculous. It's one pharmaceutical company that is from England that's here.
Right.
And yeah, they are, you know.
No, but I've seen this. I mean, we still even at supermarkets and stuff, like you get two receipts for some reason. There's like a receipt for the card thing, then there's a receipt for the actual thing, and I mean, I get it, but I think we do live in a fairly integrated world now. We can keep these things pretty minimal. I mean, it's funny for me as well. If you look at like supermarket receipts, right? A lot of them. I'm not going to call anybody out specifically, but a lot of them have now self-checkouts and these kind of things where actually things are already integrated into the app, right?
So yeah, I was just thinking that. Yeah.
So if you think of like, I'll use their example, but Carrefour here especially, because they have, I think, the better system in terms of managing your self-checkout process, because they don't leave you to like check out things at the gate, at the cashier, I mean, and stuff. And it's all integrated with your membership account, right? So actually, I can see a whole list. My entire receipt automatically gets added to the app when I finish a purchase, right?
Exactly.
And the member, whatever, the reward points, all that stuff gets added. But I still, not only do I have to get a receipt, I don't know if you know, but in a couple of the stores now where they've started doing this, they actually have a gate. So you have to take the receipt and scan it to leave the store, which is something they've added in the last couple of weeks. And you're just sitting there going like, why are we just...
Well, there's always a guy there standing there anyway. Yeah. Like, and yeah, because that's a different supermarket that has that. And the thing never works as well, that barcode thing. But yeah, so this is the thing with receipts. And I think we've talked about it before in our handbags episode and in another episode, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, it came up in the cars thing. It came up in, we talked about like desk cleanup and stuff. As well.
But I thought, let's reiterate it. Let's talk about it because it's still a thing. I'm seeing it in lots of clients' houses that they have receipts. And there are certain receipts you need to keep. You know, I've been dealing with a lot of clients who are moving into new homes, so they've bought furniture and they have the warranties on it, or electronics such as TVs and things, so you have to keep those receipts for the warranties, you know, if you've bought it from stores. I bought a TV from Amazon, so that, and it came with everything on it, so I just have to go online. So if I have to deal with the company, if God forbid anything happens to TV, I can just go to my Amazon receipt. Yeah. But if you've gone to a physical store, you'll have the physical receipt. So you have to keep it. Now, you can either scan it as a digital receipt or keep it in a folder safe, you know, and then put it in a, you know, a small folder. You don't need a big folder nowadays because we're not keeping that many paper receipts like we used to, you know. We don't have to keep bills like we had to before because everything's electronic. So the amount of receipts you would need to keep for reference is very limited.
That's true. Yeah.
You know. Yeah. And I all, you know, so there's those. There's furniture receipts, electronics receipts, if they've got warranties. But you have to review it every quarter or every year and check if the warranty is expired. If you don't have that item anymore, then don't keep the receipt.
Yeah,
you don't need it. Yeah. Another thing people keep receipts for is artwork. So whether it's sculptures, art, if it's or rugs, I've got a rug that's, you know, it's a special rug. You keep those receipts. They're needed for home insurance purposes. They're needed, you know, if you go in a put it in a container,
yep.
You know, if you need it for all those purposes, especially for us expats, we need it to provide it to people when we're moving around. So keep those receipts. And of course, if you're going to sell the art, you need those receipts as well to show. And it usually has a certificate of authenticity as well. So those kind of receipts you have to keep. But the day-to-day receipts nowadays, you don't need to keep. If you've had something for a few days or weeks, then you don't need to keep the receipt. So shopping, of course, if you're eating the food or the food has already been eaten or thrown away or expired,
yeah.
Why are you keeping still the supermarket receipts? You don't need them. The longest you'll need them is most probably for 1 or 2 days in case there's any issues. But after that, you don't need it. And what I do, I have, you know, and I've talked about Shredit before because I love using them. And I have a bag from Shredit, which is hidden in a wardrobe. And every day when I get paper receipts, I take them immediately out of my purse and put them into this Shredit bag. And when the bag's full, I then go give it to them to shred, you know, so it's every quarter and stuff. So, you know, it is. Something that I do quite often. You can do it as well. If you've got a shredding machine, you know, have that shredding machine available in a hidden kind of place, but switched on that you can automatically put those receipts into the shredder. You know, if especially coffee receipts, you shouldn't even be taking those receipts, you know, restaurant receipts, unless you have to claim the expenses later. Why are you taking those receipts? You don't need them. You've eaten the food.
Exactly.
You've had the coffee. Don't take them. I always say, don't give me the receipt. And now they're quite good, especially with the blessing of having, you know, this whole COVID thing happening and doing Apple Pay and what's it called? Contactless pay. Is that shops are now saying, or coffee shops and restaurants are saying, do you want the receipt? And I just go, no. What do I need it for? Like, yeah. I've eaten. I paid. It comes up on my phone. We're lucky here in this country that we get SMSs that come up straight away to say that you spent this much on your card.
But if you use Apple Pay and stuff, you get an alert inside Apple Pay or the other services as well in the same way. So you have a record of it. It's not.
Exactly. I mean, in the UK, you don't get the SMSs. So yes, if you use Apple Pay, it's great. You do get that, as you said, the notifications, but otherwise they don't. So they do need the receipts. You know, and America as well. America's, you know, especially bad because of the swiping, the scanning thing. People scan your cards for fraud.
Yeah. I see what you mean. Yeah.
It's very prevalent still in America. From, you know, I have friends there, I have family there. Yeah. And when we went to Florida as well, we were very conscious of it because we had been told, you know, people, they have to change their cards about 3 or 4 times a year.
Yeah.
Because of fraud, which is huge.
But they don't have what we have here, which is great, which is the chip and pin system. Yeah. Now. So you have a chip in your card, which when you swipe, if the chip's not there, it doesn't count as a
swipe.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
And that's something that's still making its way through in places like the US. I know.
It's just shocking. It's shocking. It was, and their machines were so old.
Yeah.
And like they still want you to sign. There was no pin.
Yeah, there's a lot more like problematic there because the traditional way in which they used to do it. Is that they were integrated into the POS system of the supermarket,
yeah.
Right? So if there was something new that, like here, this is what happens, right? Actually, the systems should be, and they are here separate. So when there's an upgrade or something new comes out, you just swap out that system in your
yeah
your
yeah soul. Exactly.
Whereas there, it's like you have to uproot the whole system. They actually had a lot of legacy stuff happening. It took a long time for them to catch up.
But anyway, so they still need receipts there. So if you're in America, sorry, you still need it. we understand why. But if you're here, you don't. You don't need, and tell them not to print it. Like, you don't need them to print it. It's a waste of paper for them. It's a waste of paper for you. What are you going to do with it? Put it in your purse. And if you've got a bulging purse full of receipts, go through it. So this is another moment of doing the Netflix and declutter. Yep. So you do your mini declutter, you watch Netflix or Prime or Amazon or whatever ones you've got, yeah, or Disney Plus, and sit there and go through the receipts and see what you need to keep, put them in the recycle or the shredding, or trash if they're faded, which I see. So 2013 to 2014 receipts, they're fading now. Yeah. So I can confirm that because I've been dealing with them recently. So that's how to do it. So do the declutter first, get them out of wherever you have them. So whether it's in boxes, it's in your purse, it's in folders, and do, you know, don't take them all out, do them section by section. So for like a week of watching TV, take them out of the various places, see what you want to keep and what you don't. The ones you want to keep, put them into a little box for now, like a shoebox, and then you can sort them out into a folder. Don't get too big a folder unless you've got millions of receipts that you need to keep. But I am guessing that most people don't need huge folders now to keep them in, or you can put them in a box file. But I think a folder with little dividers is a better way to do it.
Yeah, as you mentioned, I mean, scanning them and keeping them in that is probably a better way. Also because it fades, right? So if you're locking them for tax reasons or whatever, you might as well have a digital copy available to you.
Exactly. It's
going to be a problem later.
And there are apps that do the whole, you know, you scan the receipts and you put them onto system. And I tried them years and years ago. I think when iPhones came out and there was an apps.
Yeah, you had tons of scanning apps.
Yeah. And there was ones for receipts and, you know, looking after your money and budgetary purposes. And if you want to do that, if that's one thing that you're struggling with is budgeting, the money that's coming in and out and you need to know what the receipts are, then these apps are great. And I think they're more sophisticated now. I haven't tested them for a long time, so I can't guide on what's good or not. But have a look and see on the rating on Apple and Google what one's got a good rating and see about the usability. As usual, you want to make sure it's a simple app. You don't want it too difficult and complicated because no one needs that grief in their lives. So that's my tips about dealing with receipts. The bottom line is don't keep them if you don't need them. If it involves...
Don't take them if you don't need them, actually, exactly. Where that's possible too, yeah.
Exactly. So perishables, small items that are going, you know, finish quite quickly, don't keep them. Like, far and away, put them in the shredding pile. Just, you know, get them out of your life.
Awesome. Okay, well, that's everything from the receipts point of view. If you want to talk receipts or any other decluttering things, not financial things, which Shalina, you can do that by reaching out to her on social media. That's at declutterme, declutterme, and of course you can go to declutterme.com/podcast to see all of the episodes as well as reach out to Shalina on her brand spanking new contact form.
Yes,
and brand spanking new shop.
Yeah, I have a shop.
I know.
Yeah,
new brand spanking things in 2021.
I know.
Okay, we'll see you next week.
All right, bye.